Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together into the night as fast as Damien Leith is dropping a brand new song September 1, and it comes with its own film clip.
It does. We're in the process of doing that as we speak. We've got some more shooting to do today. We're going to be around Wollongong CBD. Pretending we're in Sydney. Yeah. That's what you do when you do a film. You just make things like if you need to build the Wild West out in the middle of Uluru, like your air's right, you do it. Yeah. So we're going to make Wollongong Sydney and get some final shots. So I think hopefully we'll be wrapped up about 12 today and then hopefully all together for the 1st of September. Yeah. The big launch of the song and the music video, very exciting.
Well, both drop on exactly the same day.
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely awesome. And you've done an amazing job, Jed. You brought together such a humongous team of incredibly talented people and providers, people who've just, you know, given their time, given their talents.
Their heart, their souls.
Oh, I mean, the list is humongous. Like, I mean, you got Mr. Kid Productions, Bobby Kid out there right now with a camera, video on right now. You got Talia and Aiden, our actors extraordinaire. You got Tash and Merchie and Dino here at the radio station, Stoke Brewery, Kombucha.
Oh, that's right, Satan Sinner. Tony's from Kettle On, you got the food. Tony, Dave Beckett with the beautiful combi. He's been following us around the Illawarra and South Coast. So many people. And, of course, the Beach House Jaroa, they let us use their property for the final scene. So, yeah, it's been absolutely epic. And thanks to all the extras and everyone, too, that joined us Thursday. It was amazing.
All awesome. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, gee, I need to give you something, Jade, as a gift for all your hard work.
Yes.
I've got to think of something.
A little present for
I got a little present for you. I spent a lot of time organizing this and I'm very proud of it. I think it's something that you're going to love, something that you may put up on your wall as a memento of, I suppose, having worked with me, Damien Leith, on this incredible journey. So, Jade,
what have you got?
This is my latest merchandise item, especially for you. You get the first copy of it. It's a tea towel.
It's a tea towel.
It's a tea towel?
Oh, it's wow. Weren't we paying out Daryl Braithwaite recently for releasing commemorative spoons?
Now, listen, everyone has to wash dishes at some point.
That's true. Okay?
It doesn't matter whether you're cool or not. You still have to dry things.
Yeah, that's true. It's okay, so let's have... Oh, what do you got in this tea towel?
There you go.
I went, I saw, I sang, I laughed, I cried, and I brought this. My life is complete. Damien Leith.
That's it.
This is legit. You've got a legit tea towel. Oh, it's good quality.
It's top quality. It's made in Australia.
It's Australia made. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's local. Like local as in Australia.
That is awesome. So you're legit selling these tea towels. This is your new merch.
And Jade, because of all your hard work, you get the first one.
I get the first tea towel. Oh, all right. Thanks.
Well, you're
Isn't
welcome.
Isn't that lovely?
You're welcome. Put it on your wall, but you should get it framed.
Yeah, I should get it framed. I'll probably use it to dry dishes.
No. It's a tea towel, but it's one of those ones that you're not meant to use.
All right, okay. Yeah. Can you sign it for me then, just to make it worth a bit more?
I'll sign it.
Oh, thanks,
mate. Don't worry.
That's right. Have you got how many
lots of love,
Team
Elite.
Yeah. How many of these do you have?
Oh, I've hundreds of them. I've potentially thousands.
We should, give some away.
But it's unique. It's yours.
I'll have it. I'll keep this one.
Okay.
But what about if it's your merch you first so other people can be the first people in the Illawarra to have a Damien Leith commemorative tea towel.
A tea towel.
This is so rock star. It is so rock star.
It is rock star.
Didn't Kicks release? I don't know.
Tea towels are the end thing. I will donate a few if you want to give them away.
Yeah, just give away now.
I will donate. Four.
Oh, come on. You said you had thousands. Let's be like Oprah where you just go, you get a tea towel, you get a tea towel.
Well, how about we say you get a tea towel to the first four people who call.
All right, so you want to do a bit of an Oprah moment here.
Let's do an Oprah moment.
All right,
anyone wants one of these fabulous tea towels, these fabulous Damien Leith tea towels.
Oh, they are amazing.
Give us a call right now, 4275195.
The phone lines have gone berserk.
You'll be the envy of all your friends.
Oh, yeah, they're blowing up. Okay,
who wants a free tea towel?
All right, okay, the phones are starting to light up.
Come on, you know you need one.
Damien Leith merchandise. Never
your life
been seen
is
before.
Complete. We will come back.
Life will be complete.
We might be able to just grab the first one now. Hello, Wave FM, you're there. What's your name?
Diane, how you going?
Diane.
You get a tea. No, tea towel.
Yeah, it's a tea towel.
Thank you.
Diane, you will not regret this.
No, this is the best day of your life, Diane.
This is the best day ever.
All right, just hang there, Diane. Don't go away. We need to get all your details and we'll get that sorted out for you.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
As we count down to September 1, Damien Lee drops a brand new song. This is a sneaky listen. It's called Superhuman. Jade's been working furiously on this film clip that's going to accompany the song.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be dropping the same day and it's actually looking amazing so far.
It is looking absolutely incredible. And as a mark of my appreciation, Jade, I have given you a gift this morning.
You have given me a Damien and Leith tea towel. Okay, so I'm the first person in the world to have one of these, and I feel so privileged. It's a big tea towel that has written on it, "I went, I saw, I sang, I laughed, I cried, and I bought this. My life is complete. Damien Leith."
Well, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. It's so good, in fact, that I don't want to be the only person who has the privilege of owning one of these tea towels. And I've said, can you give me some to give away? So we're doing a bit of Oprah at the moment. 4275-1965. Give us a call. Get on the radio, you get a tea towel.
Okay, phone lines have lit up. Are you ready to jump in and take some more?
I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Okay, first up, we go to Primby. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Helen, we're doing great, but not as good as you because you get a tea towel.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm going to have to frame it, and I promise it won't be on next week's Facebook Marketplace.
I like your style, Helen.
Okay, hang on, Helen, we'll get you sorted out there. Let's head off to Dapto.
Who have we got here?
Troy.
Hey, Troy, guess what?
What's that?
You get a tea towel, mate.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Washing dishes at your house is never going to be so cool.
I know, right?
This is awesome. It says your life is complete, and I'm sure it will be once you get this.
Damien Leith.
Oh, lucky guy. Lucky guy.
What do you say? You're changing lives, one tea towel at a time.
All right, let's go to Coniston. Julie's on the line. Morning to you, Jules.
Good morning.
Julie, you get a tea towel.
Oh, I'm so happy because I crash at the top of tea towels, so I'm going to really bling it out.
Oh, she's going to bedazzle your tea towel, Damien. Oh, I love it.
Taking it to the next level.
Oh, good stuff. Any more, Dale? Let's give away more tea towels.
All right, okay. 4275-1965 is our number. Let's go to... Hello, Wave FM, you there?
How you going?
Who's this?
Johnny.
You know what you need in your life?
Go again?
You know what you need in your life?
What do I need in my life?
You need a tea towel, Johnny. You need a tea towel. So you get a tea towel.
I get a tea towel. Everyone gets a tea towel.
That's right.
Life is complete.
Your life is complete. You have a Damien Leith tea towel.
Okay. We're getting so many calls.
Oh, the phone system is just melting down. Who'd have thought that tea towels was such a must-have popular item?
See, some people thought it was a bit tacky, but you know what?
You know what?
No. Good morning. Hello, Wave FM, you there?
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, who have we got here?
Josh, mate. Josh from Dapto.
Oh, Josh from Dapto. You sound so excited, and I know why. Because you've just realised that you get a tea towel.
Yeah! I'll get myself a new Damien tea towel, mate. Damien tea towels all around, mate. Let's go.
That's right, Josh. I mean, these are going to be up on eBay for thousands of dollars, I'm sure, in a couple of days.
Absolutely.
So hold on to that, Josh. That's worth big money.
Good on you, Josh. Just hang there, mate. We'll get you sorted out. You've got one of the first in the world of the brand new merch line from Damien Leith, the logo tea towel. It's
so rock and roll.
It is total so rock and roll.
Especially with that crocheted edge. I want to get all
the things.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien Leith's new song, Superhuman. It is coming out on the 1st of September, along with an epic music video, which we're in the throes of shooting as we speak in the Wave FM office. But to celebrate all the hard work that I've done with your music video, you gave me a little gift earlier.
I did.
You gave me the very first Damien Leith tea towel.
Isn't it awesome?
It's beautiful. It's this big tea towel. It's got this big orange square on it that says, "I went, I saw, I sang, I laughed, I cried, and I bought this. My life is complete. Damien Leith.
Frame it. Straight to the pool room.
It's gone straight to the pool room, this tea towel.
It is awesome. Like, it is awesome. And I'm so glad that you like it. And it's, yeah.
It's so rock and roll, Damien Leith. Rock and roll. You've got tea towel merchandise.
I know. I've changed. I've changed a lot. I'll tell you.
Well, I've actually been thinking in the last half an hour, as your unofficial manager, I thought, you know what? A tea towel's good. Oh. But maybe you need to expand the merchandise now that you've got a tea towel. Okay. Maybe we could add some extra lines of merch.
All right.
For you, Damien Leith. All right. I've even compiled my own top five.
Oh, here we go. You top fiving.
I'm top fiving.
Oh, geez.
All right, okay.
So this is like a pitch.
This is a pitch. Yeah, this is a pitch, okay?
What do you got? I'm all ears.
All right, Damien Leith merchandise. Okay, here's my ideas. Coming in at number five.
Yeah.
Damien Leith toilet paper. With the slogan, turn over a new leaf.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
you turn over a new leaf every time you go to the loo.
Okay,
turn your face on.
Wow. I like it. It's kind of weird, but I like it. Okay.
Okay, what about this one? Damien Leith bumper stickers.
Oh.
And so it can have Damien Leith on it, and then slap this on your rear while I'm singing in your ear.
Oh, slap it on your rear. Okay, I like it. All right, okay.
What about this one?
Bad.
Whoopee cushions.
Come on.
Because you always laugh at any kind of fluff joke, and then you can actually have on the whoopee cushion, a fart is just your bum applauding. Damien Leith.
Hey, that one actually make the list. Okay, I like that one.
Okay, cool. Okay. What about this? A big syringe, and we'll have written on it, lethal dose.
Oh.
And then the byline underneath will be, you can never OD on Damien Leith.
Oh, right? That's a winner.
That's
that
a winner.
That is straight to the pool.
That is straight to the pool. Maybe the final one. This is my final piece of merch for you. Damien Leith condoms.
Oh.
And they're going to have this slogan on them.
Had the night
Okay, I am definitely taking on board the condoms and also the whoopee cushion.
So next time you leave gig, you'll see me sitting out the front with my little card table trying to push some merch.
Yeah. I love it.
I want 50%.
All right, we are in full swing. So we've got the song, September 1, video is going to be produced, edited, that'll drop September 1, and the merch lineup in play.
Wow. Yes. I tell you, these are awesome items.
Love it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Across the Illawarra, live on 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right!
Oh, yeah, let's get competitive and have a bit of fun on a Monday morning. Facebook Marketplace, The Price is Right. It's Jade up against Damien. We mentioned three items that are available right now here in the Illawarra.
Okay.
They've been listed locally on Facebook Marketplace. You guys need to get as close as you possibly can to the asking price. Now, I'll admit first up that the first item is probably swaying more towards Damien, because I know you've just thrown yourself into this sport of late. So this could favour you. I apologise up front, Jay.
Oh, okay.
Three retro tennis rackets have been listed just out of the Illawarra in Mittagong. These are absolute classics. You've got your Dunlop Volley International. You've got your Emrick Condor 2000. And the absolute winner is the Wilson Pointmaker.
Oh.
Classic tennis rackets.
Nice.
Look to be in pretty good shape, Damo. You could take these home for Kiki Jagger and Jarvis. They would absolutely love these.
I feel like my parents learnt to play tennis with these rackets.
My kids would look at them and go, what are these?
I know. They're antiques.
Yeah, what? Is this a different sport?
Yeah, it's a squash.
The asking price for these in Mittagong is for the lot, the whole three of them.
Oh.
What do you think the price would be?
What would I pay? Nothing.
I wouldn't pay either. No one needs it.
I feel like I had that middle tennis racket, the Emrick, when I was doing tennis lessons back in the 80s.
Look, it's the sort of thing that if they are in good nick, and maybe these guys do regard them as antiques.
Oh, yeah, and so if people put vintage in front of things, they think it's worth a lot more money.
I'm going to say $100 only because it's vintage. However, I do think it's more like
$15. Yeah, I was going to go more around the $40 to $60 mark. I'm going to have $50.
And what were you saying?
I said $100.
$100? No, $45, the asking price for a lot.
Jeez, you're good at this, Jade. You're good at this game.
Okay, wow. That's one to me.
Right, second item.
Let's go.
Jeanette has listed these.
Oh, yes.
In Winoona.
Yep.
On the weekend. These are classics. Thomas and Friends die-cast trains. Now, these are not the plastic ones, but these are the metal die-cast. And she's got the lot. There's Thomas, there's Percy, there's the Captain, Harold, Rosie, Flynn, Bell. I could go on.
Oh, my gosh.
And on.
Yeah, where is this on Facebook? I need to get this for my son. Henry is Thomas mad.
He'll love these. These are the die-cast, and they are in excellent condition. How much per train? So you can't...
Per train. She's not selling these as a bulk lot. She's selling it per train.
No.
Oh, these are the full metal ones. So these are collector's items, aren't they?
These per train.
I reckon she's probably going to go around, ask for like $30 a train, maybe $30 or $40 a train.
You reckon that's what they're worth?
Oh, my God. Are they big? Like, or are they tiny, like matchbox cars?
It's hard to tell from the pics. I would say...
Jed, stick to your guns.
No, because if they're matchbox cars, $30 is a lot.
They look about coffee cup size, you know what I mean? Like that length.
So they're not that big. Okay, let's go. I'm going to reassess that. I'm going to say $25. I just went down a little bit.
Per train. Damo?
I think like $12 per train.
Ooh. Jeanette's asking $10 per train.
That's awesome. I want to get on there. I was actually thinking they were big ones.
They're smaller, so they're
not worth as much. Okay.
All right, let's move on to our third and final item. This is an absolute ripper. Summer's coming, spring just around the corner. We've got Phil here. Phil from Dapto has got an abundance of passion fruit in his backyard. So what Phil's done, he's kind of scooped all of those passion fruit out into ice trays.
Yeah.
And you can see from the picture there.
He's actually frozen the passion fruit for you.
Yeah.
So he's selling frozen passion fruit.
So you can duck around to Phil's place in Dapto and he'll sell you a dozen passion fruit blocks out of his ice tray.
Oh, Phil, what an entrepreneur you are.
Well,
how much for a dozen blocks of passion fruit?
$5.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to go $5 too. But look, is it organic passion fruit?
Well, it's in his garden.
That's homegrown, locally sourced.
Well, it just says here, look, I'm selling a number of bags containing 12 blocks, the equivalent of about 18 normal passion fruit.
Oh, I'm going $10 then. Yeah. There's a lot of passion in that.
Yeah. There is a lot of passion in that.
No added nasties. It's all straight out of the fruit.
100% passion fruit from Phil's freezer.
I'm sticking with my $5.
$5.
I feel like Phil's put a lot of love and time and effort into these passion fruit blocks. $10.
Okay. $8 is the asking price.
$8 is middle ground between 5 and 10.
No, it's not.
Well, okay. Kind of. It's one step kind closer.
It's closer to 10 than it is to 5.
All right. There we go.
Good on you, Phil. I hope your passion fruit's store goes well.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we had Sharon of Winoona actually playing on the phone there for Team Jade. So that's a win there. Going to send Sharon off to Madame Tussauds, Sydney. Ooh. They have the Marilyn Munro Guinness World Record attempt coming up this Friday. So Sharon, your chance to be there and check out
Sharon's birthday, by the way. She told us that as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Sharon. You're off to Madame Tussauds. Yeah. There you go.
Nice win.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Over the weekend, I was in sunny Bendigo in Victoria.
Sunny Bendigo? Was it sunny there? Last time I was in Bendigo, it was freezing.
It was freezing this time as well. Absolutely freezing, windy, rainy, the whole lot.
Nice.
How do those Victorians live in that country?
I don't know. South of the border.
Yes, I say country. They're a different place to us. But it was good. I had a show there. I was playing my Beatles show with Darren Coggan. We had a great time. On the way back, I had a flight with Virgin Airways, and in keeping with our health and fitness regime, I did the right thing. I went to Boost Juice at the airport. Yeah,
Get something healthy.
No bacon egg rolls, no hash browns, none of this. Nah, forget it. Do the right
committed.
Thing. I got a juice, and I got a tandoori pot.
Tandoori pot from Boost Juice.
I didn't know they did this. Oh. They had a little tiny plastic container. It had a whole bunch of tandoori chicken on a layer of cucumber and yogurt.
Was it hot?
No, it was cold.
Oh.
It was a tandoori protein pot. That's what it's called, protein pot.
Yeah.
It's full of protein. Anyway, I sat down and I ate it and I was like, that's actually quite nice. It's quite nice. Just as I was boarding the plane, you know when you join the queue, they've let you through and you're in the queue to get... My stomach start going, You know, it was making a lot of noise. The stomach, and I could feel I was doubling up. You know, it's like,
oh no,
it's like, oh no, this is obviously, this hasn't worked. The tandoori pot is not working for me.
Dodgy tandoori.
I don't know what was wrong with it. You know, so
it was cold. That's the start.
It was cold. So
it's weird.
Yeah, it was strange. It's strange. Anyway, I was like,
how horrible.
It was like my stomach was angry.
Yeah,
it was angry with me.
Oh yeah,
my stomach didn't like me. Sat down. I was on the window seat in the exit aisle, and you know, I had a young girl sitting beside me and her boyfriend, and they were madly in love with each other, kissing and cuddling and all the rest. I'm, you know, kind of arching against the wall of the exit door, just like,
oh,
I gotta
no.
keep my distance from these people,
because wow. oh, right.
if I blow at any point.
So you're there sitting there trying to keep the seal intact.
Oh,
I was like, you know, in an emergency, break glass. This is one time you don't break the glass.
Oh, far out.
If something came out, you know, the plane would have had to be evacuated.
That exit door would have just flown straight off the plane.
No. In the event of emergency, lift the red handle. Not necessary. I'll blast it off. off it.
Oh, my. That must have felt like the longest flight of your life.
It was agony. I was like, and I was tired as well. Problem was, I fell asleep at one point.
Oh.
And all I could say is, I don't know what happened.
But they looked at you with a look of disgust when you woke up.
The girl's face had changed from a lovely tan colour to a kind of a yellowy. A
bit green around the edges.
And I think the man, he was a young man, he had aged about 15 years.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.